Thank you and good morning. Sheriff's deputies arrested a wanted man on Monday morning, along with his father and two accomplices suspected of burglarizing cabins in the Burr Valley. Ronald Sanchez Jr. and his father, Ronald Sanchez Sr., the brother and the father of Silverio Sanchez, a man already in custody on a list of serious charges, were arrested by deputies at a residence on Garland Street in Eureka on Sunday morning. Sanchez Jr. had allegedly fled the scene of an altercation between himself and the owners of cabins in the Burr Valley after they confronted him along with 27-year-old Tatum Legace and 19-year-old Damon Ray Carlson, both of Eureka. The three men had been held at gunpoint and their car had been blocked by neighboring vehicles as deputies responded to the scene. Sanchez told one of the armed posse they would have to shoot him in the back as he fled because he was wanted by law enforcement. Sanchez and his father were both booked on outstanding warrants and the other two men for trespassing. A be on the lookout has been issued for 30-year-old Matthew Aaron Brown, a man wanted for the shooting death of 49-year-old Neil Decker in Alder Point on Friday night. The two men knew each other and had gotten into an argument over private property before Brown allegedly shot Decker once in the chest with a shotgun. He then fled the scene on a green motorcycle. Brown is considered armed and dangerous. He's an adult white male, 5'11", 200 pounds, with closely cropped blonde hair and blue eyes. Brown has tattoos on his neck, arm, and legs with a tattoo of a swastika on his chest. The public is advised that if they see Brown, to not approach him, but to call 911 instead. Decker's homicide is the third murder in the Rancho Sequoia area of Alder Point in the past 2 years. The investigation into the cause of the fire that claimed the life of 86-year-old Jack Wilson on Sunday morning at a residence on West End Road in Arcata is underway. Firefighters found the house heavily involved once they arrived on scene and a direct interior attack and a search for occupants was delayed due to a lack of hydrants near the scene. Mutual aid was provided by Humboldt Bay and Cal Fire, along with volunteers from Blue Lake, Samoa, and Fieldbrook. Once the fire had been brought under control, a search team located Wilson inside. The cause remains under investigation. Deputies have arrested two of three wanted suspects. Dave Silverbrand has more.
Using surveillance video, the Humboldt County Sheriff's Office has identified three suspects in a stolen credit card case and captured two of them. Sheriff's Office spokesman Lieutenant Steve Knight said the credit cards were stolen July 9th from a car parked at the Samoa Dunes. Owner of the car, who'd been jogging on the beach, found the window broken and her purse stolen. Sheriff's deputies broadcast surveillance videos of the suspects using the cards, and they've arrested 51-year-old Mary Elizabeth Cruz and Philip Ashley Wormington, 45. They located him at a local hospital emergency room. A third suspect, 34-year-old Nicholas Boswell, is still at large. I'm Dave Silverbrand, KINS News.
You're listening to KINS North Coast News. We'll be right back after this.
What's the shopping show all about?
If you haven't listened to the show before, it's kind of tough to describe.
I guess the easiest first step is to simply go to the shopping show website.
TheShoppingShow.net.
And join us this Saturday for the next shopping show.
On KINS 106.3 FM.
KURY FM 95.3 and 101.3 in the Illinois Valley.
And KEKA 101.5 and 100.9 in Eureka.
You're listening to KINS News and Information. The California Highway Patrol has released more details about the roadside rope rescue on Highway 96 north of Hoopa on Sunday night after a vehicle went off the roadway and tumbled more than 100 feet down a steep embankment. The driver, 17-year-old Marvin George III, along with passengers Michael Montgomery and Peter Hunsucker, were in the Jeep at the time of the crash. George had allowed his vehicle to drift off the roadway and down the hillside. George and Montgomery were wearing seatbelts and were uninjured. But Hunsucker, who was unrestrained in the back of the Wrangler, suffered a serious leg injury. The first responders on scene were CHP officer Eric Nelson and Sheriff's Deputy Greg O'Rourke. It was O'Rourke who descended the hillside to assist Hunsucker after the other two had managed to climb the hill to safety. O'Rourke remained with Hunsucker for more than an hour while the rope rescue was accomplished with Hoopa Fire, and both Hunsucker and O'Rourke were pulled to safety. Fire crews have made good progress against the Bully Fire burning in Shasta County near Redding. The fire has burned more than 12,000 acres, but fire crews have achieved more than 80% containment over the weekend. The number of personnel fighting the fire is being reduced as equipment and resources are pulled from the fire area. More than 1,000 personnel remain on scene, and fire crews continue to strengthen and extend fire lines. And that's the news on this Tuesday morning. For KINS News and Information, I'm Dan Squire.